Hello, it's Wednesday, October the 21st, I think, and we're looking at the Psalms, and today we're in Psalm 84, and Psalm 84 is probably one of my very favorite Psalms of all. I have a sort of connection with this Psalm, almost the very first sermon. It wasn't the first one, but it was among the first half dozen sermons that I ever preached 50 years ago, was on this psalm, Psalm 84, and I was drawn to it because of an image that occurs in verse 3. Even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nest for herself. He's describing the temple, and for some reason he's not in the temple. He can't get to the temple. And maybe because he lives very far away from Jerusalem and he only gets there for high holy days. Or he may be sick at home, or 100 other reasons, but he can't get to the temple. And in the Old Covenant, God's manifest presence was only to be found in the temple. And he kind of wistfully says, there's something almost unfair about the fact that a mere swallow can fly into the temple area, fly into the Holy of Holies, and make a nest there, and not even the priests could go into the Holy of Holies, only the high priest once a year. But a swallow can go anytime and make a nest and raise her chicks there. I grew up on a farm, and there were always swallows making nests in the barns. They came every year, and high up in the barn, and it was fun watching them lay their eggs and hatching their chicks and rearing them and watching them making those first attempts to fly. Psalm 84 has three blessed moments in verse 4, 5, and then in the very last verse, 12. But it has this extraordinary verse, this is verse 11, no good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. It's almost like a Romans 8:28 moment that God works all things together for the good of those who love him. And as the psalmist contemplates that, he just says what Sinclair Ferguson would say so often at the end of his sermons, what a wonderful thing it is to be a Christian. What a wonderful thing it is to have the assurance that we are loved and cared for and protected by our astonishing God. Well, the Lord bless you today.